The greening of the Great Lakes is an occasional feature here on Current State, hosted by Current State contributor Dr. Kirk Heinze. Today, Kirk learns about how the city of East Lansing is updating its recycling program from Kathy DeChambeau, Environmental Services Administrator with the East Lansing Department of Public Works and Environmental Services.
Well, we're really excited about this. For about 2 years, we've been planning to dramatically change our curbside recycling system. East Lansing was one of the first communities in the area to have curbside recycling with the open-top blue bins that people have been very familiar with. We started in 1991, and basically those blue bins are not serving our purposes at this point in time. So it's taken us about 2 years to plan for this implementation because we really needed to change the infrastructure of our recycling program. We needed automated vehicles, which are not cheap. We needed to purchase at least one new vehicle. We've actually purchased two for this purpose because we will need both vehicles. And then you need to purchase carts for our residents. And our goal all along was really to have these carts given to our residents at no cost. We knew that that would create additional buy-in and get people really excited about the program.
Make it as convenient as possible.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's our goal. So, you know, the city's goal of waste reduction, which is one of the five tenets of our climate sustainability plan, this really goes along with that because we'll be able to increase our recycling volumes and increase the materials that are diverted from the landfill. And we're really excited about that.
Yeah, I know you guys are all over single stream, and I know that residents talking to other folks around the state really like the convenience of that. But part of your new program, and you mentioned it, is to expand the materials that can actually go in the bin.
Right, Kirk. So right now, we cannot collect materials, really common materials like boxboard and cardboard, curbside. We can certainly take those materials at our drop-off site, but an 18-gallon blue bin is not a method that you can collect very much cardboard with. And our current vehicles were made to be source-separated vehicles back when source-separated recycling was really the common way to do curbside recycling. We've adopted those vehicles as much as possible to take as many materials as we can, but they still don't have the volume that we need to be able to add cardboard and additional materials. Not only that, our residents should have the convenience of a rolled cart that's lidded and protected from the elements. That's a really big thing. And when you think about a dense urban environment and even just a little bit of spill out of an open top bin creates a litter issue for us in the city. And so on a windy day when you have your newspaper and your open top bin, it's just really
easy. Or one of those tough February days when the wind
exactly.
and the snow howling. That's right.
Exactly. And the bin freezes to the ground and our staff has to try to pick it up. It's just not a convenient method and it's not an efficient method.
Well, the residents are obviously, your numbers in terms of folks who do curbside are pretty impressive.
Yes.
Is there some help with financially or people for these new bins?
Well, we're super excited to have been chosen as one of three communities in the nation for the Recycling Partnership Grant. It's $125,000 to help us with our implementation. So $100,000 towards the actual cart purchase, which for us meant that we can provide these 96-gallon carts for free to all residents who qualify for recycling in the city. So that's just an amazing thing, and we're really, really honored to be
their partners.
That's
not breaking any hearts among the residents.
No, not at all. I think people are pretty excited about this.
Well, tell us a little bit about these new trucks that you mentioned that are going to be picking up these bins. I mean, they're also energy efficient as well.
Absolutely. So the city of East Lansing adopted a green fleet policy about a year ago, and the goal of that policy is to look at our fleet and look at reducing fuel consumption, reducing emissions, really having cleaner vehicles, looking at alternative technologies. And so when it came time to look at the purchase of new sanitation recycling vehicles, we said, you know, let's see what's out there. And of course, there's not a lot out there for a truck of that size and magnitude, at least for the infrastructure that we have in our area. Compressed natural gas is not quite a good option for us yet here in this area, but a hybrid recycling truck is a great option. So we worked with Parker Runwise. They have a unique system. It's used, it's been out in the market about 4 or 5 years. We talked to a lot of communities that have been using these trucks for several years, and they're absolutely thrilled with them. We demoed one of the trucks back in the fall, so some of our residents saw a little unusual truck. They obviously knew it was a sanitation vehicle. It had the automated arm, but it didn't look like a normal East Lansing truck. There were there were some markings on it that were a little different. And we demoed that truck for 3 weeks, and we really tracked fuel efficiency. We tracked productivity, because the interesting thing about this hybrid is that in a dense urban community like ours, where there are very frequent close together stops, that's where it is most efficient. It's getting the energy from the braking system, and it's actually propelling the truck from stop to stop faster than a normal truck, a diesel run truck, would make it. So we saw about a 15% increase in productivity on our routes using that truck, and we saw a 40 to 50% reduction in fuel use.
We're talking about new recycling innovations in the city of East Lansing with Kathy DeChambeau, who is the Environmental Services Administrator for the city of East Lansing. So these trucks are not cheap, but based on what you just said, Kathy, the return on investment has got to be over a fairly short period of time.
Well, we're really excited to work with Parker on this truck. Being the first city in Michigan to have this system on a recycling truck, we want to be sort of the hub of education for other cities. We want to invite other cities to come in, try our truck, talk to our mechanics, talk to our staff about that truck, be able to try it out. And so we're hoping that this system grows out from East Lansing throughout the state like it has in many other states.
Have you found, and this is a sort of a bit of a different question, but in terms of attitudes and trends in the city of East Lansing, are you finding more and more people are asking about green initiatives like the recycling initiatives you've just talked about, or has that sort of always been the case in East Lansing?
I think that's always been the case. There's always been a very strong bend towards going green in East Lansing, of course, and we definitely have seen that. We've had a commission on the environment for many, many years that informs our city council on those kinds of initiatives, and they've been very progressive.
Now, back to the trucks just for a second before I forget, but you had some kind of a public vote in terms of decals or markings on these trucks, and the citizens actually got to select what goes on these trucks?
Yes, we did. Well,
that's pretty cool.
We have an outstanding communication staff, very talented, and so we looked at what other cities did with their truck designs. We wanted this truck to stand out. We want people to know what this truck is about. It really is a unique truck and something that we're very excited to have and very proud to have in our city. And so we wanted an art design on our truck that really reflected what the truck is about, and we wanted to be able to have some information on the truck. So if you saw the truck go by or if you were behind the truck, you would know this is a hybrid truck. And so we did use our eTown Hall series on the city's website to allow for voting, and we put up three designs. And if you voted, design number two, which has a lot of green leaves and is really a lovely design, is the design that won. And we had a lot of people vote. There was a lot of excitement about that. So we're very excited. On the back of the truck, you'll actually see some data about the truck. It says I brake for energy.
Oh, wonderful.
And it'll describe the fuel reduction and emissions reductions that we expect to see.
And when can we expect to see these trucks out on the roads?
Well, we expect to see the truck in East Lansing late August.
Okay.
We're going to take a few weeks to do some training and get the truck settled into the city and take care of all the things we need to do with the truck. And then you'll see it out on the road soon after that.
That'd be wonderful. We'll be looking for it. And Kathy, we're out of time, but let's get you back on the show to talk about some other green initiatives in the city of East Lansing.
Sounds great.
This
was
very exciting. I've been talking with the Environmental Services Administrator for the city of East Lansing, Kathy DeChambeau. Kathy, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Kirk.
Current state contributor Dr. Kirk Heinze, host of The Greening of the Great Lakes, also heard on AM 870's MSU Today. Thanks also to Russ White for his assistance.